Why are you laughing?
Dude, because I always laugh at the beginning. I don't know why. Stop looking at me like that. Anyways, yo, what's up? This is the Munchie Time Podcast. This is Jalisco, and we have J-Dog. Say something.
No.
Calling him J Dog since like the first.
Don't ever call me J Dog.
Maybe even before the first podcast. I think I was drunk one night and I just called you J Dog. I can't remember. But anyways, and tonight we have the.
Do you know how many people call me J Dog now? And I fucking hate it. They're just like, "Yo, J Dog." Because we had fans that go into my job, and they're like, "Oh my god, my juice place job." And they're like, "Oh my god, aren't you the guy from Munchie Time?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "What's up, J-Dog?"
That's so funny.
And I'm like, "Oh hell no, dude. They did not just call me J-Dog."
He straight up walks away and goes to the back.
Yeah, girl. I don't want to deal with that shit.
Anyways, and tonight we have the Blank Minds.
What's up? Is this where we say hi?
Yeah, you guys say something.
Hello.
Say what's up.
What's up?
Introduce yourselves.
My name's Flynn.
What do you do in the band?
I sing and play guitar in the band.
What band?
The Blank Lines.
Okay.
Hey.
And I'm Nathan. I play bass in the Blank Minds.
Yeah.
And you guys are missing some members today, right?
Yes, we're missing our drummer, Drew. We love you, Drew.
Wherever he is.
He works hard.
Got it. He's at work right now?
Yeah.
All right. I feel it.
So what's up, guys? Like, what's going on in your life right now?
Yeah, so we usually get to this section called This Is Life. And this is kind of like an opportunity for your fans to kind of get to know you on a more personal level instead of seeing you just like on the stage all the time. So like, what do you guys do? Like, what's your day-to-day life entail? Like, where do you guys work?
Or, like, I just love that you're holding a Blue Moon bottle right now.
Thank you. I feel very classy.
How was your line of Coke earlier?
What are you talking about? If I had a line of Coke, I would not be in this car.
Where would you be?
Like, out on the street.
She's admitting it, guys.
On my skateboard, out in the street.
Guys. She admitted it.
No, I did not. We're deleting this part.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
It's not very often. I'm saying I do not condone that type of behavior.
So you don't like skating?
What's up?
You don't like skating?
Oh, I love skating. I love skiing. Okay. That's very therapeutic. I just mean the drug aspect of... Okay, anyways, so we're going to get on. So what's up, y'all? Like, what do you guys do? Where do you guys work? Like, who are you guys?
Okay, I'll do you and you do me.
Okay.
Nathan is an environmental science major at UCLA with a minor in geography.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. He is a private tutor for a private tutoring company. And he basically just sits there while kids do their homework and gets paid for that money.
Yeah.
We like to force each other to go to social events together. And then we always just stand in the corner and talk to each other because everybody else makes us uncomfortable.
Is that not us?
We've reached the same corner of this party, I guess.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And that's Nathan.
And Flynn is a billionaire boy genius. He is a model. No, just kidding.
He's a model.
Transfer student. Also goes to UCLA. Gender studies major.
Nice.
Woo-hoo.
Works for a tech company doing a whole lot of nothing. Or so he tells me. And.
Just kidding. Right, yeah, I do a lot of work.
His girlfriend is in France. I just bought her some Jewel Pods, some bootleg Jewel Pods.
Oh, yeah?
You can't say that, bro. You can't say that.
That's
swear
amazing.
God, her mom will watch this.
Oh,
you gotta cut that, please.
Bought her some... What was that? I
we
think
will
you
edit that out.
Fuck, now I gotta edit this.
Okay,
God damn it.
No, no, no,
no. We'll edit.
God damn it.
Anyways.
This is what's going on in our lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So nice. How's UCLA treating you guys?
I feel like that's probably a different answer for both of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
All Flynn, right. Answer for... No, actually, we're going to go back to giving our own answers.
Okay.
How is UCLA treating you? Flynn is just, you know, your first quarter. You're just getting started, you know? How do you feel?
I think my classes are fascinating, and most of my readings are really interesting, but I don't really like being at a four-year university because I feel like there's this air of, like, being better than other schools. And
yes.
I think that's
ruin
based
pride.
Off of,
just kidding.
Of, like, educational gatekeeping, and that makes me feel shitty.
Yeah.
But
I
like
understand.
What I'm learning about, and my classmates seem pretty cool and not all, like, privileged white kids, so that's pretty cool.
Nice.
Perfect.
Fuck yeah.
What's this up?
Well, this is my last year. I'm like about to finish. Yeah, it's really crazy because I
thank
like.
God.
Made it through
thank
despair.
God. Bless
yeah.
up.
To
it's
drop
cheers.
Out.
I don't know. Just
know,
cheers me
I
with
don't
the
even think about that shit. It's scary, but it's cool. So, it's like I feel like the one
dude,
thing.
Dude, it's
learned,
liberating.
Yeah,
like,
the one thing
oh
I've learned
God.
From college is that like, it's supposed to be this thing where it's like everybody, you know. You figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life. But nobody has their shit together, and that's
yeah.
very comforting. So
it's very comforting, right?
Yeah. You know, college doesn't make you any better than anybody else.
Nope.
It doesn't make you know what you've got going on unless you're like one of those people who's like wants to be a doctor. Then
right.
You
then that's
together. Objectively.
That's
certain,
yeah.
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 No insulting the doctors mm-hmm. here. But or the engineers, maybe.
Maybe.
But yeah. It's mostly just weird because it's like, you know, everybody's like, what are you going to do after you graduate? Are you going to go to law school? I'm like, no. I'm going to be in a rock and roll band, mom.
I'm going to be in a band, mom.
Yeah.
What's
and we're
going to
make
with
it.
Y'all?
Yeah, you got to update your people. I'm sure they care more about you.
No, not even. I think they're tired of us. They're sick of us.
Who?
Our fans.
Oh, fuck yeah, they are. They're like, damn, these people will be annoying as fuck. And they just... They're done.
That's
they listen to 5 minutes
drama.
Of our shit.
Yep. No, anyways, dude, Jose, what's going on in your life? What's going on right now?
Girl,
how's
I'm
your
working.
How's your job? How's school?
Girl, my life right now is revolving around school and working two jobs in munchie time, girl. And
know,
right
I
now...
You. I feel you. I feel you on that one.
I'm just focused on throwing out a show, girl.
Show?
Woo!
Did somebody
what
say...
show?
Do you want to talk about that right now or in the music portion?
We're going to talk about this in the music portion. Oh, not right now. At the end of the music portion, we'll talk about it. Or no, in announcements.
I like how you guys have portions.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, we do. What's going on in your life, girl?
Same old shit. Other than landing the job at my internship and school. I'm about to end that, so I'm super excited. And getting ready to study abroad for a while. So that's really exciting. I'm going to Spain and then Morocco, Africa for a little bit. And I'm going
so
to Oslo
cool.
for a little bit. But
that's
mostly
so cool.
I'll be studying in Spain, so I'm super excited. It's like a 3.5 month like thing that
that's
I'm doing.
That's really, really cool.
So, yeah. I'm very,
very
excited.
Cool. I've
very
always
excited.
Wanted to go to Morocco for
some
dude,
reason. Right?
Yeah.
Me too, since I was little. That's been
yeah.
like a dream of mine.
Yeah.
So to finally like actually have that like what's that word? It's used in the book The Alchemist. Like have you guys read that book by the way?
Like when I was in a long time.
It's
ago.
A very good,
it's
book.
Good book.
But they call it your like fulfillment or your desire. I feel like that's one of
yeah.
mine in life.
That's cool.
Like for me, so to accomplish that is gonna be like a huge deal.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to finally do that. But yeah, anyways, other than that, nothing much. Just boarding, sitting at home, crying to Drake.
Always.
That's about it.
Literally always crying to Drake, girl. You're
crying to Drake.
You're sitting there
just
always
on my, I'm literally just
Drake.
On my board crying. Drake, just out in the streets,
sniffing some coke,
doing an ollie, and crying.
Pretty much. That's
yeah.
my life. That is my life. My board is my boyfriend. So
can you really
sorry,
ollie?
Guys. Not good. Actually, the last
it's
time
really,
I tried,
really
the last
hard.
Time I tried, I actually had my laptop like in my hand. And my water jug on the other hand, right? And I'm like boarding
this
my car
good,
from work.
This sounds like a good start to a story. Happy ending.
Kind of, not really. And so I had like all my shit in my hand and my backpack, and like a dumbass, I'm like, oh yeah, like I can totally do this. So like with everything in my hand, I'm like trying to do this ollie. And of course, like it eats so much shit, and this guy like freaks the fuck out.
That's
he's like,
the
oh
worst.
My god, like, are you okay? Because for
like,
some
probably.
Reason. Yeah, because for some reason people freak out when they see a chick on a board.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh my god, like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm just sitting in this dark alleyway. Like, just laying there. And I'm like, I'm just going to lay here for 2 minutes. Like, I'm good. I'm fine. Like, just.
I feel
just
that.
Let me lay in peace.
Yeah.
And I did. I laid there for like 5 minutes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and then I got up.
I got back on, girl.
Pretty much. You
last
just,
time
like,
I rode a board, I broke
like,
my
wow.
leg, girl.
Oh, yeah, you should tell them that story. That's pretty
girl,
cool.
Everyone knows that story, girl. I'm just saying.
Jose was going uphill on his board like a dumbass.
Like a genius. Like a bending
like
the laws of physics.
Yeah.
And then the laws of physics bent him, I guess.
Tell them the story. Tell them the story.
I just, like, fell the wrong way, and my leg just...
snapped.
Do you know,
snapped
did
and
you know
like,
it was broken like right away?
Dude, you called me. He called me the minute it happened.
Yeah.
How
and I'm in class and he's like, Holly, I'm on the street. I can't feel my leg. I think it's broken. I'm like, dude, you're a fool. Like, just get up.
My broken leg story is pretty funny.
Really? What happened?
Yeah. Okay. So I was really thought I was the shit in basketball in middle school.
Wow.
And my
okay.
my girls
no,
basketball
I
spoiler
team
alert. He
was
still
like,
is.
Like killer. We were like doing great. So it was like the semifinals, and we're up by like 40 points. And my coach like puts me on the bench because he's like rest up for the next game. And then I was like, no, coach, please put me back in. I just want to keep playing. And there's like 6 minutes left in this game, and we're up by like 40 points, so there's like, we're going to win no matter what. But anyways, he puts me back in, and I like run to like do a layup, and this girl trips me and then falls on my leg. And like, I just felt like my foot was on fire. And I turn, and my sisters are just like laughing their ass off at me. And like, I just start crying because my foot feels like it's on fire. And then my dad was like, are you okay? And he's like, it's probably just a sprain. Like, let's not call the ambulance. Let me just put you in the back seat of the car and we'll just like drive. And so it was like a car like this. So I had my like leg propped up right here.
Oh.
And like every time we went over a bump, I would like scream in pain. And my like little sister thought that it was really funny.
Yo, what the fuck?
And she said, that's like, that's torture. I'm like, who the fuck is your sister, dude?
She started laughing at me, so I screamed at her, like, feel my pain, and then I punched her in the head.
Wow, like where in the head?
Like just like right in the head. This is like a really horrible story now I'm seeing as I'm telling this.
I know, I'm like, what the fuck?
Anyways, it turns out that I broke both the bones in my shin, and I had to have a cast from my toe to my butt. For a month.
Oh no.
And I was too weak to use crutches, so I was in a wheelchair.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
Honestly, so I was sad. In a wheelchair too. I was in a wheelchair too.
And then I printed out this sign that like had a bunch of questions on it, like, how did you break your leg? How long you have to have this cast on? And I typed out all the answers and I taped it to the back of my wheelchair. And every time somebody asked me that question, I just point to that piece of paper.
That's pretty cool.
That's
something that you would do.
Yeah.
That's very, very funny.
God damn.
That was like a 5 minute story.
It was beautiful. I was like,
I also do want to put it out there, by the way, that our guests here do not smoke. They don't smoke. Why are you laughing, girl?
It's very serious, okay?
I was joking. I'm not laughing.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
But me and Holly are smoking right now, girl.
Yes.
Me and Holly are smoking right now, girl. And I have the bug in my hand, girl. And I'm going to take a hit. If you guys change your mind, if you guys do want to get high, just let me know.
All right.
I think they're good. Anyways. But anyways, are we done with the life section? Is there anything else you want to talk about, Jose? Are you good?
We're done with life, girl. Now it's time for Jose's Chisme Corner.
Uh-oh.
Jose, welcome to Jose's Chisme Corner.
You got to say the sentence I told you to say.
I forgot, girl.
How could you forget?
Welcome to Jose Chisme Corner. That's what I'm going to say, girl.
So what's on the agenda? What's the novella today?
Can we talk about
today?
Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson for a second?
Honestly, dude, I gave up on love. Once I saw that, I was like, this is it. I don't believe in anything anymore.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so
I'm
did you guys
actually
hear the
saw
rumor?
This coming. I saw this coming because it was just way too quick,
yeah.
Way too soon.
And did you guys see that rumor? I don't know. I think it was on TMZ or something like that. That apparently, Pete Davidson sent pictures of him and Ariana Grande fucking to Mac Miller. Did you guys hear about that?
No.
More importantly, Sweetener is a great album.
Sweetener is an amazing album.
It only has two solid tracks. God is a Woman and REM.
What?
R-E-M. Solid tracks on that album.
Sweetener
that's
is such
it.
A good song.
That's it.
Sweetener
nope.
is a good song.
What are you talking
Breathing
about?
Is a good song.
No. No.
Okay. No. I feel like
everybody's opening up Spotify.
I know. That's what.
Oh my gosh. Wait.
What?
Can you and I please do that harmony? No, Harmony, can you and I please do that song, the one with Choice of One and Ariana Grande?
Dance to this?
Huh? Dance yes, to this? Can we please do that?
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, I fucking love Choice of One. That guy's a G.
Yeah, no, I would love to love him.
That's deep.
Are you guys like secondhand high right now?
Yep.
What does that mean?
No, I just drank a yerba mate.
Oh, that is yerba mate.
Yeah.
That's strong,
yerba
dude.
Mate,
yeah, that's
very...
the that's.
I'm on a caffeine rush.
Okay, wait. But Ariana Grande
not loading.
And Pete Davidson.
Okay, wait. You don't not wait. You don't. What's the single off Sweetener? It's not God Is a Woman.
Isn't it God Is a Woman? Oh, got no many, tears to cry. Maybe.
Yes, you don't like that song. Are you serious? Okay, what's not good about it?
It's just very. I don't like. It's too poppy for me. There's some things that are just like a little too poppy.
She's gonna release a new another album by the end
but
of the year.
That's just me. No, I love her though.
Smith.
She's great. Georgia Smith. Okay, Georgia Smith is the fucking shit. She's amazing live, by the way. Amazing.
She's our live.
Yes. Nice. It was a spiritual experience.
Effortless. Mm-hmm. She's like.
Yeah.
Okay, but Ariana Grande's voice is just like.
Rem fantastic. Is a good song. Got Us Woman's a good song. Sweetener. Good song. Successful.
Yeah. Those
okay,
are all
successful. Breathing. All right. I'll give you that one. I think Troye Sivan's album's a little bit better.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It is.
That album
no,
is amazing.
Actually, you know.
No, it is.
No, it really is.
What did you guys like, Brockhampton?
Oh. Oh. No? That's some cheese, man. I can talk about right now. That's some cheese, man.
That album was too, like.
I feel like they really ran with the whole, like, boy band thing. Like, they saw it and they took it and they really ran with it with this album. And, like, I feel like they just went a little too far. Like, I feel like they're trying to be NSYNC now, but rap. And it's not working out.
Well, I fucking love that album.
Really?
Amazing, yes.
I don't think it's the best album.
I think a great
I really like their singles that they did before they put out Iridescence. Those are really, really good.
Me too. No. I actually do too. That's why I was disappointed with the album, because I thought it was going to be at that like tier of what I was expecting it to be, and it wasn't.
It makes you think about, like, because we went to their movie premiere that they had at the Arclight when they showed the movie about them in, like, London, and it's like, they made that album in, like, 10 days or some shit like that.
Do you guys
and
like,
the movie about it.
Do you guys like 1975?
Yes.
Guess who? Matty Healy was at the screening.
Dude,
and we
you haven't.
Sat
that's...
with him and talked to him for like 20 minutes. It was really awesome.
Fuck both of you guys.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Like,
wait. Hold on. Can I show you my phone?
Yeah, I like him a lot.
That's like my favorite band in the whole entire world.
Yeah,
they are like, fucking incredible. I'm in love with them.
Have you heard No Rome? What do you think?
No Rome's cool. It's very like similar.
They're starting a cult of like bands that sound exactly.
It's very like it's exactly like Pale Waves.
yeah.
Pale Waves too. You know, it's like the same aesthetic.
I've honestly thought about like just trying to make music that sounds like his so that he'll sign me.
Right. Yeah, that's the ultimate goal. But how was he when you talked to him?
He was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really small. I thought he would be bigger.
He was a small guy in a very large coat.
Yeah, but he was really nice, and he just talked to us like we were just like people, so that was really cool.
Wow,
we just
awesome.
Asked him about like how he got started and like how he writes music. And
Nice. He said something funny about that too. He was like, "Well, Flynn was like, how do you write? What did you ask? Like, how do you write music?" Yeah, he was just like, basically, he said, "Like, I take a song that I really like, and then I listen to it a lot, and then I copy it."
No, you did not.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, did you see the new music video that came out today?
Dude, of course. Are you kidding?
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Did you see the music video for Narcissist?
Yeah, of course.
That one was cool.
That one was really cool, too. I think, I don't know, what's my favorite that's come out? So I Love It If We Made It so far. Just that track in general is, like, flames. I love what he talks about. I think it's very, like...
Wait, Love It If We Made It?
So. Oh, yeah. That one. That one's great. Two Time is cool. It's very, like, Drake jungle
I like
vibes.
Sincerity is scary.
That one is just so different. It, like, threw me off. Yeah.
It's
but it's
really
amazing.
Cool, like,
it has a lot of jazz elements to it, too.
The drum is, like, half a beat off by one beat, and it's, like, makes the whole song more interesting because I'm just trying to match that the whole time.
Do it. It's amazing. That group is legendary. Fuck. I've seen them way too many times.
I'm really fucking high.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry. We totally derailed you from your segment.
Yeah,
not at all.
No, bro, no, not at all.
Great discussion.
Yeah.
We love Matt Healy. Okay,
I know. Right. I don't give a fuck. Cheese in the Corner is just a little tiny little shit.
Okay.
Doesn't fucking matter.
Okay, cool. Sorry.
This next segment, though,
God.
We're getting down to the music.
Oh, okay, thank God.
Oh, girl, that's coming next.
Oh,
no.
Drinking a yerba mate was the worst idea.
Dude.
I would bring you inside, but my house is really fucking, like, trust. Like,
no, we're fine.
I can't.
Just not think about it.
Yeah, don't think about it.
Okay, don't worry. We'll make this fast.
No, it's fine. I'll just forget about it.
I'll just go away. Mine.
Let's get down to the music news, guys. Also, like, what like, you guys are as a band. This is also going to be in the same segment, right?
Okay.
Okay.
So... You guys just came out with a fall collection and a fall lookbook. And can I say,
buzzwords.
You guys are fucking adorable.
It's cute. It's very adorable.
It's very, it's like very, kawaii. Yeah. It's very like, I love it. Pastels and
pastels,
shit.
Pastels, yeah. Very colorful.
That was
inspired
idea.
By Jack Larson.
I love it.
Yeah,
awesome.
He has really great visuals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're just like, I really, really want to do this, and it's stupid and cheesy, but it's really fun to do.
Yeah.
And then we do it.
I'm
that's
so
the best
excited
part about
videos.
It. What the fuck? Yeah, no, that's
can
amazing.
Can I actually have one of those snacks?
Yeah, of course. What would you like?
Okay, but do you want to know, or do you want to just take something random?
Just take something random.
Okay, you want sweet
wait,
or
okay.
Salty?
Salty.
Okay, I see you, salty bitch.
You said you wanted
well, no, I...
Oh.
Oh, shit. Here's some salty...
Yeah.
What is it? Let me see.
No, girl, you can't have any of this.
Why, what is it?
Your enemy.
Ooh,
are you
yeah.
Actually, for
I'm
respect
vegetarian.
For Holly, we can't eat this.
I'm veggie.
Okay.
No, you can eat
yeah.
it. I don't mind.
Nah, girl, because every time I eat jerky in your car, you're like, oh, that smell.
Yeah, that's true.
Pirate food?
What is that?
You can take that. Dude, those things are bomb as fuck.
Sure, girl.
They're like organic smells.
Oh, girl, because of you, I call everyone girl now. Because of you, everyone has been telling me, they're like, why are you calling me girl? Girl.
I'm trying to start calling everybody sister.
I called my mom
oh,
girl.
Oh, I know, I do that. I'm like,
it's
hey, sis.
What's
up?
I called
yeah.
my mom girl.
Oh, you
it's like, girl. I called my teacher girl the other day. My boss girl, I called her girl.
What happens when that happens? Like, what happens when you call your boss girl?
I'm chilling.
Okay, wait, what's the music section?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta get to that.
I still have to pee. It's not
what are you guys releasing?
Oh,
are you guys
fuck.
Releasing anything soon?
Yeah, hopefully. We have some new songs that we want to record. Same. But Lord
ooh.
Knows, because
yeah.
we take 8 years to do anything that's actually music, so.
So that's perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
Until
after
guys, we release it and then we hate it.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys take a while to like really sit down and get an EP going and tracks wise, or do you guys write super fast but it takes you forever to kind of like put everything together?
A little bit of both, I would say.
Okay.
I feel like we write fast and it takes a long time for us to
put it
together.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's
but, like, to write, like, the lyrics and the chords and then to, like, actually formulate the song as a full band, that
yeah.
takes a long time.
Yeah, definitely.
And then recording takes a long time, too, because we're like, we should add these 500 layers, and then we're like, wait, we should delete 392 of these.
Wow. Yeah.
No, that's not true. We don't
that's
use
a lot of layers.
Yeah.
And I feel like you guys have such, like, a big following on your guys' IG. Do you guys know where that mainly came from? Was that mostly just towards like working with like backyard shows? Was it more like online streams? Do you guys know how you guys kind of like cultivated your cult, I guess?
I think it's like a lot of like the trans community online,
because
we've done a lot of like activism, I guess, in regards
mm-hmm.
to that.
You guys should talk about that
summer.
Too.
Yeah, I don't know, when I was younger, before I came out, it was like other trans guys on Instagram. Someone needs to take this back from me, otherwise I'm just gonna cancel it the whole time. I would like look at other trans guys' Instagrams, and that was like how I got the courage really to like come out, or like how I even like figured out all the terms and like even what it really was.
Got it. Yeah.
And so I just like wanted to be able to like give that back. And
yeah.
I saw this like band as like a platform to do that. So we just like started doing like a fundraiser after I got top surgery, and I think that's kind of like what really kickstarted it. Like, we always talked about it a lot, because I think representation is like super, super important, and I feel like I'm finally at a place where I'm not like ashamed to talk about my identity.
Dude, hell
so,
yeah.
And then also like I would hustle really hard on Instagram. Like, I would spend hours on that thing, like crafting. Like, I literally have an Excel sheet in our Google Drive that's like tracks our statistics. So we used to go really hard at that, but then we kind of stopped doing that.
Got it.
Cause, yeah.
Yeah, that's work, dude.
Yeah, and it was very, like, who is this serving, you know?
Got it. Yeah, yeah. So you feel like a lot of your fan base comes from that community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Certainly, nice. Like, definitely the most visible portion of, you know, because...
And the probably most vocal, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
That let us know.
You know, I've noticed from all the bands we've been interviewing lately, they're all geniuses.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everyone's very smart.
Like, you are so freaking smart, dude.
Everyone is, let me interview. Seems I feel like. We
I'm just kidding, sorry. I don't know how to take a compliment, thank you. Who else have you guys interviewed lately?
Bad Joy.
Oh, Bad Joy was last week.
Oh, they're really talented.
Oh, my God. Those guys are great. I love them. They're great. Who was before that? The week before that was...
This guy who's a restaurant owner, he owns his place.
Who's sponsoring us. We got a shout out at some point.
Oh, I thought he was in the band.
We interview, like, everyone.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
We want, like, drag queens.
Oh, he wants the drag queens, for sure.
I do.
I want more skaters on this show.
I know this one guy named Willie. He cuts my hair. He's really cool.
Really?
I'm down.
I'll ask him.
Yo, that'd be sick. Sick as fuck. Mm-hmm. And
he's
cut your hair?
He's with, like, Trixie Mattel.
Dude!
He got her.
Legendary. Legendary.
They grew up together.
Nice. Trixie is great.
And he's also friends with, like, Shangela and all those people.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love Shangela.
Yeah. I fucking love Trixie. That bitch.
I can't believe she won All Stars 3.
Yeah. Yeah, that was wild. That's the season I really watched.
I really have to pee. Okay, let's move on to the next segment.
Do we even talk about music?
I think we did.
Yeah
I talked about Instagram.
Wait, where's your phone? I have a couple announcements for music wise that we I must say for like 3 seconds. But we usually have another portion that we go to right now. Are we hitting that portion?
We'll do a live. We'll do that portion on a live.
Alright.
Are we doing a live? No. Just me and Holly. We'll do that portion on a live. Holly's love line. We're going to skip that portion tonight.
Okay.
I hate that he makes me do that. Anyways. So there's a show at The Smell with Kicked Off the Streets. It's for their album release party. That's having on November 2nd. They're going to have Clickcot. Oh, God. Who else are they having? Desert Island Boys, I believe they're called. Super chill. I know that the Grins are having something on Halloween night, and they're playing with Archer O, Aerial View. That'll be super sick. I really want to go to that, but I think I'm working, fortunately.
Same girl.
I know. What's your passcode,
1315, girl.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, oh, also, I just want to shout out my homie as well. Boke actually just played a show, and he opened up for Kid, but it's more like EDM. I don't know if a lot of people that listen to this even listen to EDM, but he was featured on Brownies and Lemonade, so that was cool. Good job, Boke. And he's having a new EP release in like a couple weeks, so.
Woohoo.
Yeah, good job, Boke. Anyways, oh, yeah, Howling Tides are releasing, like, a 3-song EP that should come out in, like, a month or so. So I'm excited about that. They added, like, a new person to their group as well. So that should, like, I don't know if that's going to, like, change the dynamic or whatnot. But I'm super excited. They're getting, like, better and better, too. So it's crazy. So I'm excited. That's all I have. That's all I got to say.
Holly, you are a fucking bitch.
Why do you...
But you know what?
I guess so, dude.
But you know what, girl?
So.
You know what, girl?
What,
we all love you.
All of us.
Collectively.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. I don't know if I could say the same.
Because you a hoe.
Always telling me
that.
That
was Holly's love line.
That was my love line.
All right, so just real quick on announcements, guys. We're throwing a show on October 27th, Saturday, October 27th. And who's going to be there? These two mofos. The Blank Minds.
Like, wait, I forgot about that.
They're going to be there. That's literally going to be, I think, this week. This week,
no,
this
no.
Saturday.
No, girl, it's in 2 weeks.
No. Well, this podcast is going to be released.
Oh.
It's going to be this Saturday. Saturday the 27th.
Saturday.
Fuck it up. Fuck it up.
It's our first show. Fuck it up.
We're playing some new songs that we never ever played before.
Hey.
Yeah. And if you do,
please don't tell us. Just kidding. It's okay. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
True.
Unless it sucks.
Yeah. Unless you an asshole.
Shitty opinion.
Precisely, Nathan.
Exactly.
Now, I also want to just talk about who this this podcast is sponsored by.
Gardenos, girl.
Gardenos?
That's how you say it.
No, girl, it's called Gardenos.
Gardenos.
My bad, Jose. It's this awesome Mexican fucking taco stand. Vegan. Fucking awesome shit. Whoa. But they have a full-on vegan menu.
It's fucking amazing.
It's right here in BP.
We should go. That sounds great.
Yeah, they have jackfruit nachos.
Oh, my God. But he sponsors us, so yeah. Love you, Jose. Wow. Thank you.
We love you, dude.
Sounds really great.
Yeah, he really pitched in for this podcast, guys, so please hit him up.
For all your
please.
Vegan
yes,
and jackfruit, yeah.
Jackfruit
nachos
needs. Dude. Yes.
I'll take her.
Dude, yes. Do it.
It's a bomb ass. It's like, it looks like one of those old-fashioned Mexican taco places where, like, all they serve is meat and beans. But you go there, and it's like fucking...
Do they serve meat and beans?
They do.
Oh, great.
Perfect.
Perfect. Beautiful.
They serve the regular Mexican food, too.
Yes.
That's what's up.
And jackfruit nachos.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so, that's about it. We have one last segment, guys.
Okay. Let's do it.
Song of the Week.
That's my favorite. So what's your favorite track of the week?
Yeah.
Something that's been, like, repeating in your head all week. You can't get out of your mind. It could be new, old...
Yeah,
you
what's
know.
Track of the day, friend?
You know what it is.
Yeah. Well, tell everybody
what
else.
What is it?
It's Shallows by Lady Gaga.
Ooh.
The Born soundtrack.
Okay.
The chorus kills me every time.
I love it.
I love Lady Gaga. She's just iconic.
She really is.
She's iconic.
She really is, honestly.
She really is.
Everything that she does is just like, wow.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty fucking
that
much.
Sounded pretty unintelligent, but...
No, it just sounded sarcastic.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I was blown away every time. She, like, has a way of, like, just popping into, like, you know, an award ceremony or some performance every, like, 2 years, and you're like, holy shit! And then you just, like, forget until the next time she, like, blows you away.
Right.
That's how I feel.
No, yeah.
What about you? What's your favorite track of the week?
My favorite track of the week? I don't know. It would have to be something I just stumbled upon. I listened to J-Som for the first time.
Dude, yeah. J-Som is
like,
so tight. Oh, my God.
I was listening to something, and then she came on, like, the song Artist Radio. I was listening to, like, Soccer Mommy or something, because that's what we've been listening to as well.
Yeah. I love Soccer Mommy.
No, she's
singing
tomorrow in L.A.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, Telegram volume's $18. You should come.
What? Are there still tickets available?
Yeah. We're going to buy them at the door.
Shut the fuck. Are you serious?
$16, but, like, it's like $5 a piece.
Okay, so, yeah. Yo, would you be down to go? I'm dead ass gonna go solo right now, I swear to God.
We're going.
Yo, are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit you up.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
We're
I really wanna go now.
She's gonna read
what
your
the
line.
Fuck.
We're gonna be there.
Yeah,
I fucking
so
love Soccer Mommy.
You should
yeah,
super
Soccer
definitely
good.
Come out.
Oh, fuck. I'm looking this up right now. What the fuck? Anyways.
I'm telling you, Telegram volume, ballroom.
I love the Telegram.
$18. That's all the information. And the opener is Sashimi, and she used to be in Cherry
nice.
Glazer.
Oh, nice. Yep. Okay, nice. Cherry Glazer's cool. What about you, Jose? What's your favorite track? Of course, you're just taking a hit.
Nothing can help, girl.
Okay, what's your favorite track? Alright, we're gonna...
R.E.M. by Ariana Grande.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
What about you?
I'm gonna switch it up on you guys. I'm gonna go real ghetto right now.
Who is the girl?
I gotta look up what the actual song is called, but I've just been feeling that, like, ghetto part of me, you know, like that side.
Who is it by?
Coming out. Playboi Carti.
You say.
I can't remember what it's called. I've just been playing it a lot, but
is
it's
it
got Skepta.
Oh.
I
is
fucking
it the song,
love
it's
Skepta.
On, there's a song on Die Lit, yeah.
Yeah, Die Lit with the cool ass, like,
jump
he's
stage
like,
diving, yeah. That's a pretty, I mean, yeah.
Oh, Lean
say
For Real. I feel like a G, but then I'm really not.
Yeah, right. I feel
G.
like that's, he's
yeah.
like, his audience is like people who think they're like.
I'm not. I'm nowhere near.
That's exactly how I feel when I listen to music too.
And I love Playboi Carti. Like, he's wildin', but
Holly, honestly,
what?
I'm really high and I'm really hungry, so I'm just gonna end the podcast.
All right, well, thanks again, guys. This was Munchie Time Collective.
Yeah, just shut up. Bye. Bye.
Really.
Bye.
Listen to the Blank Minds.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God, darn it.
And remember to drink.
When you're tired on your shoulder.